Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
The COB is brought to you by Pepperstone, trusted by traders in over 160 countries. From Barangaroo Studios, here's what you need to know about the day in business and finance.
Well, welcome to the COB. I am Tessa Asilia.
And I'm Andrew Gagan. Yeah, thanks for joining us on the very important day, of course, with the RBA decision behind us. And, well, as expected, leaving rates on hold. And perhaps the market surprised. It wasn't as hawkish as expected.
It's funny to say that as expected, because we've been talking about the fact that the RBA has been so silent, and that was, you know, fueling those thoughts of whether they will indeed hike. But we have the rates on hold at 4.35%. And just looking at how the market ended, Andrew?
Yeah, well, in fact, you can see what happened at 2:30 there when the they came out with their statement, received a good bounce there, and to end almost 1.6% high on the CBA Australia 200 Index. We did see the Aussie dollar take a bit of a fall at the same time. As I said, reiterating or perhaps underscoring the fact that markets expected the bank to be just a little more hawkish.
And just looking at the ASX, it's around the same, 1.44%. And looking at all the sectors, it is actually green today.
All right. So that takes us to our themes, which is rates on hold.
Surprise, surprise. Yes. And what's interesting, though, Andrew, is that Michelle Bullock said that they had discussed a hike. That was the possibility. It was on the table, wasn't it?
Well, essentially saying that inflation continues to moderate, but at a slower pace than expected. That has led to stocks rallying, given that less hawkish statement.
Indeed. And actually, she said also that she never actually, you know, with the markets had been pricing in a cut. And she said, well, I never actually said that. So she's trying to be really, really cautious about what she says. And of course, ANZ buybacks. So banks buying back. I think this is an interesting story because that, I think, pushed up the stock price of ANZ today.
Indeed. All right. Well, let's get some analysis. And to do that, we are joined by Martin Crabb from Shore & Partners. Martin, welcome.
Thanks. Good to be here.
All right. How would you describe what we just heard from the RBA?
Yeah, I mean, less hawkish than expected. So the market was clearly looking for any hint that the Reserve Bank was being more concerned about inflation. But the line that Michelle's designed as her own, ruling nothing in or out, just got repeated again. And despite the fact that the statement of monetary policy had higher inflation expectations, so they're up to 3.8 for the rest of this year, and they had them coming down to 3.2 previously, they're still saying, look, by 2025, everything's going to be okay. So we're going to live through some higher inflation in the short term. We're not too worried about it. We think we're restrictive. We don't need to do anything, but we'll just keep our eye on it. And the market's like that story. No more rate hikes. You know, a central bank that seemed not uncomfortable with the pace of inflation coming down. Yes, they'd like to come down faster, but as long as by 2025 it's in their band, they don't seem to be too fussed. So that's good for markets.
Yeah, and when she was saying, you know, keeping an eye on the employment rate, of course, and services inflation, what are your thoughts on where those swings could possibly happen? You know, they say, okay, let's not do anything now, but you never know with these numbers.
Yeah, I think they're hoping that that wage pressure comes out of the system, because that's really where a lot of the services inflation is coming from, is that most of those industries are high on labour, and as your wages have gone up, you've had to put your prices up. So I think the view is that the labour market's softening. We can see that with the job vacancies. The SEEK data is showing us that that's slowing. They're hoping that that pressure comes out. And even in that presser, you know, the governor said that, yeah, a lot of these wage negotiations have got a higher number in year one, but then it comes down. So I think that they're sort of hanging their hat on a softer labour market, lower services inflation, and the goods inflation deflation that we've seen starts to build up. But, you know, having said that, they just upped their inflation forecast by a lot. I mean, from 3.2 to 3.8, it's not an insignificant jump. So they're just saying, look, we'll live with the higher inflation in the shorter term.
The equity market taking very much a glass half full approach here, Martin. That's despite, we acknowledge, the RBA's acknowledging there that growth is slowing.
Yeah.
interest rates are going to remain at these elevated levels. What's that going to do to earnings?
Yeah, well, the market seems to be fixated on company performance, and we're in the middle of this new earnings season in Australia. So the Yanks have had quarterly earnings season forever. Aussies have only had interim earnings season. We've now got these conferences on in May and AGM season in November. So we're now actually, believe it or not, in another earnings season. So we had Medibank, we had Sims Group, we had ANZ, we had HMC, we had Hub24, we had Lindsay Australia. We had a whole bunch of companies come out today with earnings releases or earnings upgrades or updates, and most of them were positive. AGL in particular absolutely ripped today. So even though we look at the macro, Andrew, and it looks like, well, yeah, these rates are going to stay higher for longer, inflation's persistent, growth slowing, there's a lot of, you know, bottom-up positive stock stories which are driving the market. So how much of the rally today was that versus the macro, I couldn't tell you, but there is an underlying positive tone about corporate earnings.
Yeah, and I was wondering, well, you can't answer all that, you know, going into each stock, what's driving the markets up. But if you look at one of the things we see with bank earnings, the ANZ with the buyback today, that really was positive for them. But that was on, we saw NAB and Westpac do the same. So what is this with the buybacks? Because overseas, we've got Apple in the headlines doing the same thing. What is the strategy here?
Generating too much cash and nothing to do with it, right?
Well, that's all right. Shareholders are benefiting.
That's a nice problem to have. I wish I had that problem, right? Too much cash. But yeah, I mean, they're just printing money. Apple's just printing money, $110 billion US dollar buyback. But, you know, the banks in Australia, the bad and doubtful debts are coming in nowhere near where the analysts thought. In fact, ANZ today, you know, they've seen a little bit of anomaly, 2 basis points of loan losses. Where's the mortgage cliff? Where's this 4.5% interest rate bite on the Australian consumer? It doesn't seem to be happening. So no, you know, 10 basis points at NAB, 12 at Westpac, 2 at ANZ. So there's no loan losses. So they've got all this surplus cash. What do they do with it? They can't really think of a way to invest in it. They don't really want to grow, you know, they can't grow their franchise, really. They got out of wealth. There's really not a lot of other things for them to expand in. So the logical thing to do is just to give it back to shareholders. We think they're all buying back expensive stock. We think the banks are expensive. We think they're better off paying dividends. But in their view, it's a better use of capital is to buy back equity. So it just shows how rude the health is. But it also shows probably that they're ex-growth. I mean, you could argue that Apple's doing it because they're ex-growth. They're not. But with the Aussie banks, they've got nothing to grow it on, so they just give it back.
Well, Apple's turned into a value stock.
That's right.
Martin, what are the risks, not necessarily just for the banks, but more broadly for equities at this point? What are you going to be watching out for?
Yeah, I mean, I still think geopolitical risk. I mean, you know, things go on the headlines and off the headlines, and the market seems to be fixated by them one weekend and then not another. We still think that you know, the situation in the Middle East is definitely something to be concerned about, because we're on this brink of stubbornly high inflation. And if we get any sort of spike or spark, if you like, to the inflationary environment, it's going to make things really difficult for central banks. Even though Michelle Bullock's saying there, look through petrol prices, we don't get to look through petrol prices. We have to drive our cars, right? So I think that's in the back of my mind the thing I'm most worried about. So having a geopolitical hedge or an energy hedge in your portfolio makes a lot of sense. Obviously, it doesn't look good on days like today where everyone just buys everything. But I think having oil stocks and gold stocks in your portfolio, Andrew, is very prudent.
All right. Well, Martin, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks,
on
Jess.
The CB on a very big day. Martin Crabb there from Shaw and Partners. All right, let's move on to our stock of the day. Martin mentioned it.
Yep.
It is AGL Energy. So on the call today, we had Rudy Filipek Van Dyke from FN Arena and Sean Hickman from Market Matters.
Medium to longer term holder, like it as an income play, but I also think it's got some capital gain there. It's obviously had a nice little bit of capital gain today, but we're in a market where stocks that get upgrades are tending to keep strong and keep upgrading. Stocks that are missing, downgrading, are carrying on to miss. This is in the right place. It's doing the right things. We like AGL.
If you can take a long-term view and forget about what happens next week, next month or whatever, but this could well be a multi-year story where those guys, at the very least, have protection to the downside in demand form. They can only fuck it up themselves if they don't execute, but they should.
A bit of colourful language there from Rudy just to underscore how he feels about AGL.
Never hurts. All right, let's look at our market leaders for today. Sayona Mining at the top there. Energy, Paladin Energy and AGL. Does that surprise you? I think, well, we see energy doing well today.
On the negative side of the ledger, let's take a look at Sims Metals struggling today. Bapcor continuing to be sold off in the wake of its result last week. GrainCorp also off the back of its result.
All right, and looking at the smaller end of the market with our leaders in the small cap space, Southern Cross Gold, again, it was there yesterday, up 17.3%, and Sayona Mining, Orion Minerals also at the top.
And those going in the wrong direction, a legacy iron ore off almost 12%, Omni Bridgeway. Some of the rarer stocks being hit today, including American Rare.
All right, so let's look at what's happening overnight. We are still looking at, well, keeping an eye on earnings. So I've got, well, Disney there, I think, Lyft, Reddit, and Rivian, as well as consumer credit in the States.
And some PMIs, as well as retail sales out of the EU. And locally, well, we've got earnings from tomorrow from Fleet Partners and Virgin Money, while an AGM from GPT Smart Group and a quarterly update from Goodman Group and ResMed trading ex-dividend.
I'm keeping an eye on all those companies for you. And again, Andrew, this day, an RBA day, rates on hold, 4.35%. And that is it, as expected.
Yep. We're ending up on the CBO Australia 200 X. 1.6%, let's call it that. A very strong response, particularly after the RBA decision.
Indeed, and similar again on the ASX at 1.44%. All right, thank you so much for joining us on the COB today. We'll see you again tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
The COB is brought to you by Pepperstone, trusted by traders in over 160 countries.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.